just a breakup. And I'm sorry for each teardrop that you cry. We need to give our hearts a chance to make up. And darling, will you stand in by my side? We'll turn the world around the other way, back to where it started yesterday. Just take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way. Yes, we'll turn the world around the other way. Back it up and stop on yesterday. Just take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way.
But my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue and all alone. When their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down. Underneath you're still the same. When you learn these things are true, I'll be waiting here for you. As you tumble to the ground, pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue and all alone. When their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
My troubled mind knows soon to somebody new. For my yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. My troubled mind knows soon to another you'll be with. And that's why I'm lonely all the time.
Cherokee Cowboy himself, Ray Price, at the top of the hour. Yes, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, right here on iWeb Radio and Live 365. It's time to get this show started for the next 2 hours, folks. So stay tuned and have a lot of fun. And we've got a little bad connection here. All right, where are we going here? Okay, well, all right, well, let's do this then.
Wait a minute, you guys. Listen.
My whole life savings
went with
a $2 bill. That's why I'm here tonight. I've got time to kill. And I can tell story about 20 times. Put $2 in the jukebox, one dime at a time. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song about a love gone wrong till closing time. $2 ought to do me if you buy the wine. Sit down. Misery likes company, and I believe that I found somebody just as lonely. I don't believe I'm wrong. If you had a place to go to, you'd have done been gone. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time.
You the truth here, folks. He's all this dust and everything on the control board. I don't know what's going on here. Let's try this again here, folks. As I said, welcome to Golden Age OTR and the Pioneers of Country on Live 365 and the iWeb Radio Network. Oh, that's much better.
Even if you can't tell the forest from the tree, when you stand in front of a microphone with me, coast to coast our hookup is, but somehow we don't care. Hand in hand we steal a kiss before we're on the air. Oh, being on the radio with you, a million listeners hear us bill and coo. When we gently whisper,
I love you,
in your ear, a lady in Sheboygan turns the volume up to hear. Everything we say is broadcast far away when I'm on the radio with you. When they turn those killer cycles on,
darling, all of our privacy is gone. And if we should indulge in a single naughty word,
a gentleman from Uncle Sam makes sure it won't be heard. He only not alone behind the microphone when I'm on the radio with you. For everything we say is broadcast far away when I'm on the radio
Yeah, these broken connections are really crazy, folks. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock right now. Today is March 26th. It might as well be January 26th because it's colder than you wouldn't believe outside, folks. It's 30 degrees outside of my radio shack right now. You are listening to iWeb Radio, and you are listening to Live 365. We're simulcasting. Yes, we are. We're simulcasting on a very rare occasion here, folks. We usually do it in the morning, but we're doing it at night here, folks. But that's besides the point, huh? Yeah, it's still light outside and all that good stuff. We're going to be on the air for 2 more hours, and then Ice Cream and his Bipolar Express will be here. And we'll have a lot of good time listening to him and all that good stuff. Until then, here's something for my wife, Susan, who's out in the garage partying. Hey, Suze, how about some Marion Lush?
Come go miasteczka, stała młoda dziewczyna i piękna była, piękna jak laleczka, ale była za młoda. I piękna była, piękna jak laleczka, ale była za młoda.
Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczynie głowę. Dziewczynie głowę.
A ta młoda dziewczyna, taka wymalowana i ciemne łoczka, piękne ciemne łoczka, młoda dziewczyna miała. I ciemne łoczka, piękne ciemne łoczka, młoda dziewczyna miała.
Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczynie głowę. Nie zawracajcie dziewczynie głowę.
A ta młoda dziewczyna każdego chłopca chciała. 18 lat, 18 lat, jeszcze ona nie miała. 18 lat, 18 lat, jeszcze ona nie miała.
Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczynie głowę. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczynie głowę.
That's Marion Lush and Hey Cavalier right here on Golden Age OTR on the iWeb Radio Network and Pioneers of Country on Live 365. Ah, how about some Hag? Here's a big one by the Hag called Big City with me, Dave N1DK, and all my listeners out there, wherever you are, come on in.
I'm tired of this dirty old city, entirely much work and never enough play. And I'm tired of these dirty old sidewalks. Think I'll walk off my steady job today.
Turn me loose, set me free.
Somewhere in the middle of Montana. And give me all I've got coming to me. And keep your retirement and your so-called Social Security.
Big city, turn me loose and set me free.
Working every day since I was 20. Haven't got a thing to show for anything I've done. There's folks who never work and they've got plenty. Think it's time some guys like me had some fun. So
turn set me free.
Somewhere in the middle of Montana. And give me all I've got coming to me. And keep your retirement and your so-called Social Security.
Big city, turn me loose.
Set me free.
Hey, big city, turn me loose and set me free.
Here we go. Master 16,668. Take 8.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
Hey, Mr. General Public, do you realize that we got a generation here of staring eyes? The women never bother getting housework done. They just sit around gawking at television. The kiddies never run and playing out of door. On top of that, they never reading books no more. You ask them who's the father of our countryman, they say was either Walt Disney or Ed Sullivan.
Oh, television, television, I'm sick from looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The burglar comes sneaking in and break the latch, while Grandma, she is looking on the wrestling match. She throws him on the floor, although she's 90 years old. She says, I got him with a step-over toe hold. I turn on Elvis Presley and my daughter scream. I fear she have a nervous breakdown cause of him. I wonder why he wiggle-waggle to the beat. As a boy, he must have had a loose bicycle seat.
Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The children of the country eat their dinner, you bet, but they eat it sitting in front of the TV set. They got pudding in their ears from the north to the south, from eating while watching and missing their mouth. Last night a very unusual thing occurred. The baby, he is saying his very first word. I have him on my shoulder for to make him burp. Instead he opened his mouth and say, Wyatt Earp.
Oh, television, television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
I watch the late, late movie, then I climb the stairs. Get into bed and have television nightmares, complete with bad commercials that repeat all night, both incompatible color and black and white. Someday my son grow up and want to go to sea, so he probably go and try to join U.S. Navy. They give him aptitude test, man, now here's the rub. They find him best suited for watching Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, television, television, I'm a sick from a looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on. Sing it again, man,
television.
Coming to you from the heartland of America, it's Golden Age Old Time Radio with Dave Kirby, N1DK.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, beat it, man, beat it.
Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact.
In old Trinidad, I also fear, the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. G.I. romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love. Next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man. It's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
Ah, well, we got some rum and Coca-Cola warming us up at least. Connie's in there. Connie joined the chat room, and she says they have 4 inches of snow and slush out there. Snow and slush out there in St. Louis. Well, we don't have any snow out here. There's a little pile over in the mall over there area that's melting, but it's cold. 31 degrees outside right now. 31. It didn't get much higher than that today. It's colder out there than you wouldn't believe. And here it is on the 26th of March, March the 26th. I don't know what's going to go on here, folks. We may go right from winter to summer. You know, we'll have the heat on this week, and next week, Let's turn on the air conditioning. I'm Dave N1DK, Golden Age OTR, the Pioneers of Country, Live 365, and iWeb Radio. And I don't know what I'm going to play here next. How about some Bobby Darin? Yeah, we had some Bobby Darin in a long time. The Mac the Knife song. Yeah, here we go. This is a good one. Going way back there.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth there. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a snail. Could it be our boy's done something rash? And Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Back in town. Look out, old Mac is back.
Golden Age Old Time Radio with Dave Kirby. This program not valid in all 50 states. Void where prohibited. Your mileage may vary. Offer expires March 19, 1947. Not to be used internally. Not to be used externally. Filmed on a closed horse with a professional driver. Too many cooks spoil the broth. Rebate applies only to albinos. The host of the show wears women's undergarments. Floss after every meal. Lassie was a boy. Read all instructions before using a bidet. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. That was no lady. That was my wife.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby, once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that I dare to dream really do. Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me.
I want some seafood, mama,
where trouble melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops.
that's where you find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow, tell me why, oh why can't I? Tell me why, oh why can't I?
Are the Giesen's Laws on Pioneers of Country and Golden Age OTR and iWeb Radio and the Live 365 stream. Connie's in there and Doc Holliday's in there and Miles O'Toole is in there. Hey, Connie, since nobody's listening, I think it's time to track some very rare Al Jolson songs that I wanted to play many, many years ago. And I think now's a good time to fire up the old CD player. This is from a CD called Al Jolson on Broadway. Here's a few of the world's greatest entertainer, Al. Let's turn up that music.
I'm happy, oh happy, walking on air, the why and the wherefore, is someone I care for. And I'm yelling, and I'm telling folks everywhere, I know that she loves me, so what do I care? There's a rainbow around my shoulder, and a sky of blue above. Oh, the sun shines bright, the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow around my shoulder, and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow and storm, I'll be warm, 'cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see that great big solitaire that my little sugar baby is going away. There's a rainbow around my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love. There's a rainbow around my shoulder and a smile. come, 'cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when you see that pretty solitaire. That my little sugar, baby, baby, baby is going away. Come on, get hot and hit it now. There's a rainbow around my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know. Climb up on my knee, sonny boy. Though you're only three, sonny boy, you've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, sonny boy. I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me, I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so, sonny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sonny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me, I still have you, sonny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. Why, you've made a heaven for me right here on earth. And the angels, they grew lonely, and they took you because they were lonely. Now I'm lonely too, so a bluebird, hoping every cloud will be silver lined. But we all return, and as we live we learn that we left our happiness behind. The bird feathers of blue is waiting for you back in your own backyard. You'll see your castle in Spain through your window pane, back in your own backyard. Now you can go to the east, go to the west, but someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard. The bird with feathers of blue is waiting for you, back in your own backyard. You see your castle in Spain through your window pane, back in your own backyard. Now you can fly to the east and fly to the west, but someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too, Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk in a G-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in T-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that one is gone.
The weather's getting fine. The coffee tastes like wine. You happy hobo, sing hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Why work away for wealth when you can travel for your health? It's spring, you hobo, sing
Hallelujah, I'm up, I'm again. Your home is always near. The moon's your chandelier. Your ceiling is the sky. Way up high. The road is your estate. The earth your little dinner plate. It's spring, you hobos sing. Hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Rockefeller's busy giving dough away. Chevrolet is busy making cars. Hobo, you keep busy when they throw away slightly used cigars. Hobo, you've no time to shirk. You're busy keeping far away from work. The weather's getting fine. The coffee tastes like wine. You happy hobo sing. Hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Why work away for wealth when you can travel for your health? It's spring, you hobo sing. Hallelujah, I'm a bum again. Your home is always near. The moon's your chandelier. Your ceiling is the sky. Way up high. The road is your estate. The earth your little dinner plate. It's spring, you hobo sing. Hallelujah, I'm a bum again.
Oh, well, I said I was going to continue to play Al Jolson music until Steve Evanchuk, the voice of Savage Henry, audiophile, showed up. Well, there he is. Okay. You see, Steve, you saved the world, you know, right now. You know, you thought there was a nuclear thing going on in Japan that killed, 100,000 people. Well, I said I was going to continue to play Al Jolson songs until the voice of Savage Henry shows up, and I don't care if I kill 500,000 people. So, Steve, thank you very much for saving many, many lives and showing up here on Saturday, March the 26th. Yeah, Saturday, March the 26th, 2011, I think. Yes. And we're going to be here for another, 7:44, about an hour and 15 minutes, and then Ice Cream will be on. Susan is here! Folks, this is a rare occasion here. My wife, Susan, you remember her from The Great Polka Caper and The Last Schmaltz. While she's here tonight, folks, I've talked her in. After many, many years of hiatus, I've talked her into making a personal appearance. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Let's get a drum roll going here, folks. She will be appearing within the next hour right here on the Pioneers of Country and Golden Age OTR with me, Dave, and all my cheerleaders. Oh, good Lord. What's going on here, folks? I don't know what's going on. Let's play some good music here. Okay, well, let's see. Here's a good one, and very appropriate at this time of day here, folks. The love theme from the iWeb Radio DJs here, folks. Suicide is Painless, the theme from MASH on Golden Age OTR and Pioneers of Country with me, Dave, and all my cheerleaders. Oh, here's some Alabama song, folks. A great member of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I saw you staring at each other. I saw your eyes begin to glow, and I could tell tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes. Said it ended when he left you. You say your love for me is strong, but those old memories still upset you. Well, I might be a man for too long, 'cause there's an old flame burning in your eyes that tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes. There's an old flame burning in your eyes.
Ah, that tears can't Alabama drown and on make Golden Age OTR and the Pioneers of Country right here on Live 365 and the iWeb Radio Network. It's time to put some Norman Greenbaum from 1970 and some spiritual music in the sky and on the air. Right here on Live 365 and the iWeb Radio Network.
Spirit in the sky. Never been a sinner, I never sin. I got a friend in Jesus. So you know that when I die, He's gonna set me up with the Spirit in the sky. Oh, set me up with the Spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and the name is to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. Go to the place that's the best.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, look who's here. It's Susan.
Hello.
Susan from many, many years ago. From, remember the great polka caper?
Oh, hello, everyone.
Hi, Suze. How are you?
Oh, my husband is failing miserably.
We're failing big time, folks.
When I heard the Charlie Brown music.
When you heard Charlie Brown?
Yeah,
what Charlie Brown?
Suicide is painless. Well, I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah.
But
that's
that is the Charlie Brown music. Yeah. Every one of
MASH.
Them, yeah.
That was
but,
the theme from MASH.
Charlie Brown, I don't know, his Christmas specials, Thanksgiving mm-hmm. specials, everything. He plays that music.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, my God, this is it. You are dead and frickin' buried.
I'm gone.
You know what we got to do? We got to send Garth on a beer run here.
Oh, come on now. You
oh,
don't
no,
mean that.
No, this is terrible. We got to pick this up, man. We got to pick it up.
Why do we got to pick it up?
Hi, Steve. I'm glad you joined.
Oh, okay. Steve says, hi, Susan. Susan's here. Suze, get down. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been
yeah.
out in the garage. You've
yeah.
been listening to
yeah.
me. You've been sweating. You've been saying,
my husband
is just...
Oh, my God. He's failing miserably.
He's the embarrassment of the internet.
Oh, my God.
Am
Charlie
I the embarrassment
Brown,
of the internet?
I mean, you know, Al was one thing. I know you
like. You like
him
the Jolson stuff?
No, I don't like it at all.
All right.
I know you do, so I just respect the fact.
Uh-huh.
But when you hit the Charlie Brown, I thought, oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, God almighty.
Okay, let's send Garth on a... You
okay, Garth.
B-double-E-double, are you ready?
Oh, wait a minute, here we go.
Oh!
B-double-E-double, are
that's a little bit better,
ready?
Right?
Yeah!
Of us crammed into that truck of mine, paying no attention to the highway signs.
90 mile an hour toward the county line.
Oh, big sack 12 pack back again.
It's a B-double-E-double, are you in?
My buddies and their babies letting down their hair.
As long as we're together, it don't matter where.
Just don't care, knowing that the fun is in the getting there. Aztec, long necks, paycheck spend. Oh, it's a B-double-E-double, all you in. Oh, I can't stop thinking what the hell they were drinking when they made this county dry.
I got a week long thirst, and to make it worse, Lord, it's my turn to
carrying on.
We're loaded up the wagons and we're headed home.
I guess half a dozen cases doesn't last that long. Come tomorrow morning, it'll be all gone. Yeah, let's turn around and leave town.
B-double-O-U-N.
Hey, like a B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Oh, well, you're about 1 hour till Ice Cream comes in here and saves the day right here on iWeb Radio and Live 365. We're on the Pioneers of Country and Golden Age LTR and all that stuff. Right, Suze?
That's right, honey.
That's right. Steve says, give you the microphone, so I got to turn it up. Speak a little louder, baby.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes. Can okay. you hear me now?
Yeah. I think we got to play a little somebody else who helps somebody else out.
Who might that be?
I know we disagree on this.
Okay.
But I feel Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, Dwight Yoakam?
Helps Buck out because Buck would be nothing without Dwight.
All right. Well, let me see. Let me see. Let me go to the network here. And tell me about Dwight. What do you like about Dwight?
Oh, my God. What do I like about Dwight? Oh, how about those tight jeans?
Oh, let's not go there. Come on.
Hey, how about that movie? I said, hey, that's Dwight.
Yeah, what was the name of that movie?
Panic Room.
Panic Room with Jodie Foster.
He was laying there, and I said, that's Dwight Yoakam. And you said,
no, that's not him.
And I said, hello, nobody wears jeans like Dwight.
Yes. So which one of these would you like to hear? It's called Dwight Sings Buck from the album Dwight Yoakam Sings All Buck Owens songs. Which one of these would you like to hear?
Bakersfield. I mean, you know.
Well, no. Wait a minute.
Isn't that?
Well, you don't see that here.
Well, honey, I can't see because I'm not wearing your glasses. You're wearing them.
We're sharing the cheaters. We're sharing the cheaters here, folks.
Because we're grandparents.
Yes, we are. How about Crying Time? Tell me a song about Crying Time. Tell me the song about.
Oh my God.
This is Buck Owens singing Buck Owens.
Crying Time.
Tell me a song about crying.
Every time my dad came home, he'd say, watch this, Susan. I'm going to give your mother the check, and we're going to hear Crying Time again. My dad made good money. He was a plumber. He made good money. But it was like, watch this. I'm going to hand her the check, and it's Crying Time again.
Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now they say the heart grow fonder, and the tears are only rain to make love grow. Well, my love for you couldn't grow no stronger if I lived to be 100 years old. So it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Better. That's the way it's happened every time before. And as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, crying time will start when you walk out the door. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes.
that it won't be long before it's crying time. No, it won't be long before it's crying time.
Oh, Dwight Yoakam and the Crying Time song, right, Sue?
Yeah, that's a cute song, but you know what, honey? What? I really thought the way you started off your show with the polka.
Oh, the polka.
Now, everyone knows polka. The hottest show right now is Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, everyone. It's time for Dancing with the Stars.
And, you know, we're tired of seeing the quick dance, the tango, and all that. Those people should really do a polka.
They should.
Really a cardio workout. But I'll tell you. I watched it miserably for 2 hours because I just want to see Kirstie Alley dance.
Kirstie Alley?
Yeah.
Oh, who's Kirstie Alley?
Well, you know who she is. And she's got a little problems because she's a little overweight.
Oh, Kirstie okay? and the pounds?
She's a little overweight.
Just a little overweight?
Okay, well, like a lot overweight.
A lot overweight?
Right? But I'm telling you, she is dancing with the hottest man, Max. And I'll tell you, I was watching him for the most part. I mean, he is just so hot, and he's so fast and everything. He's great. But they got the highest scores. The highest scores. And she's good, too. Now the one, you know, it's elimination next Tuesday, and it's going to be between two people. That hot guy with the dark hair that does the radio show with Dr. Drew. We all love Dr. Drew,
yes.
Dr. Drew helps us all.
Yes, Celebrity Rehab.
Dr. Drew helps us all. Well, he didn't help us all. That one, he didn't help us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was very unfortunate.
Mike Starr. Well, passed away. Oh,
very
God.
Very unfortunate.
Not good.
Very unfortunate. But Dr. Drew tries to help us all. But the other one that's failing miserable is a, you know, nice talk show host, I suppose. I don't really watch the show, though, Wendy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I really hate to say this, but her ankles are as thick as her thighs.
Oh,
she moves like an ox. I mean, she's really got to go. She's got to go first before that hot-looking, dark-haired guy with Dr. Drew. That guy, he's cute. But.
Wendy Williams.
But I'll tell you, Kirstie's got some longevity on that show.
She's going to be like, what was the Sarah Palin's daughter? What was her name?
Oh, my God.
Last year?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Bistro. Bristol.
Oh.
Bistro. She spent too much time at the bistro, let me tell you. She moved like a freaking ox. But due to all those
She was there
votes,
till the last show,
due
right?
Due to all those votes from her mommy, she Bistro was Palin. Down there at the end. That's so good, Dave. That is so good.
Bistro Palin.
That is excellent. Yeah, because I couldn't even think of her name. But when you said Bistro, then it kind of, you know, jarred Bristol. But I really think, that we're going back to the beginning of your show, they should really incorporate a polka. And they should do, you know, Yankovic. My God.
Frank Yankovic? Are you kidding?
Yeah. I mean, two fat polka. Hello. Kirstie Alley could dance to that. It would be great. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. But I can't find it right
really
now.
I really like Kirstie Alley. I mean, she is 60 years old.
No, she's not 60 years old.
She is. And even young people who are 20 are like, I can't believe she's, you know, 60. She moves great.
60 years old?
She is 60.
Oh, this is not good here, folks.
What do we got coming up here, sweetheart?
Here's a singer. We're talking about Pioneers of Country on Live 365 and iWeb Radio and Georgette Jones. Remember the daughter of Tammy and George?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Georgette sang her daddy's song, and it was called The Race Is On. Remember George's
The
Race Is On?
You know, these children do not do so well.
No.
They try to hang on the parents' names and everything. Well, let's hear her. Let's hear her, and we can compare.
All right. You listen to this.
Let's hear it.
And then we'll have the result. We'll have your review.
Joan Rivers here.
Coming up. Joan Rivers will come up. Georgette Jones, the daughter of Tammy and George, singing her daddy's song, The Race Is On, and This Is The Way It Goes.
I feel tears welling up, falling deep inside, like my heart's from a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I hide my sorrow when I'm my break right down and fall. And now the race is on, and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. You're holding back, you're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartache, and the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. And how I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart for the day, that's the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win him, and I came out in second place. And now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. Tears you're holding back, you're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartache, and the winner loses all.
I'm no good without the glasses, baby.
Oh, honey, that sounded like Debbie Reynolds.
Oh, Debbie Reynolds?
Debbie. Yeah, Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah. Doesn't that remind you of somebody who just passed recently?
Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Taylor died.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the other day.
Okay, and Elizabeth Taylor stole her husband. Ooh.
Eddie Fisher.
Oh, yeah, that you didn't even consider stole.
Eddie Fisher, yes.
Yeah, wasn't that nasty? Oh, my God. Nasty. Thinking about nasty.
It was terrible. Mm. Remember that? We watched that Carrie Fisher thing on HBO.
Yeah, Carrie's a mess.
Oh, Carrie's screwed up because of that.
Yeah, because her mother, it wasn't her mother's fault. It was Liz Taylor. Mm-hmm. But hello, what did Liz Taylor look like when she died?
It's all show business, folks.
Oh, well, she's joining Michael Jackson. That's great.
That's right. She's got Michael now.
That's great.
All right, well, what are we going to play here now? How about some Hank Williams? How about The Funeral by Hank Williams?
Appropriate.
All right. Luke the Drifter sings.
I was walking in Savannah, past the church decayed and dim, when slowly through the window came a plaintive funeral hymn. And my sympathy awakened and a wonder quickly grew, till I found myself environed in a little colored pew. Out front a colored couple sat in sorrow nearly while. On the altar was a casket, and in the casket was a child. I could picture him while living, curly hair, protruding lips. I'd seen perhaps 1,000 in my hurried southern trips. Rose a sad old colored preacher from his little wooden desk, with a manner sort of awkward and countenance grotesque. The simplicity and shrewdness in his Ethiopian face showed the wisdom and ignorance of a crushed, undying race. And he said, "Now don't be weeping for this pretty bit of clay, for the little boy who lived there is done gone and run away. He was doing very finely and he appreciates your love, but his sure enough father wanted him in that big house up above. The Lord didn't give you that baby by no 100,000 miles. He just think you need some sunshine and he lent it for a while. And he let you keep and love it till your hearts was bigger grown. And these silver tears you're shedding now is just interest on the loan. Just think, my poor dear mourners creeping long on sorrow's way. What a blessed picnic this year baby got today. Your good fathers and good mothers crowd the little fella around in the angels' tender garden of the big plantation ground. And his eyes, they brightly sparkle at the pretty things he view. But a tear came and he whispered, I want my parents too. But then the angels' chief musician teach that little boy a song. Says if only they be faithful, they'll soon be coming along. So my poor detached mourners, let your hearts with Jesus rest. And don't go to criticizing the one what knows the best. He have give us many comforts, he's got the right to take away. To the Lord be praised in glory forever, let us pray.
Hank Sr., baby. Was nobody better than Hank Sr., right?
Yeah, too bad he had to die in the backseat of a Cadillac with, of all people.
Minnie Pearl.
Oh.
No, I don't think Minnie was with him at the time.
Minnie was with him?
No, I don't
he
think.
He was, what, 29?
29 years old when he died,
well,
yeah.
Well, I'd want to die, too.
Oh.
At 29 with Minnie Pearl, I'd want
to
die, too.
What a way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Well, you know, Liz is gone. She's with Michael. And
all that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's play some more music. How about some Danny Kaye? Let's thank everyone for listening today. Thank you.
Danny
Kaye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for breaking my poor heart. When we parted, I found me a new love, but this time a true love. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome to my teardrops too. Someone sweeter made my life completer, and so we both thank you.
And so we thank you.
I'm kind of happy that I met you.
Thank you.
I'm really grateful, you betcha.
Thank you for breaking my poor heart.
You're lying, did it? You really must admit it.
When we
the day we started goodbye
parted,
instead of moping and crying,
I found me a new love. But this time, a true love.
Thank you.
I know we'll never forget it. I gotta
thank
give you the credit. Thank you.
You're welcome to my teardrops too.
Someone sweeter made my life completer.
And so we both thank you.
Do-do-do, thank you. Breaking my poor heart when we parted.
I found me
what?
A new love,
what?
But this time
yes.
A true love. Thank you.
I know we'll never forget it.
Thank you.
I gotta give you the credit. Thank you.
You're welcome to my teardrops too. Someone sweeter made my life completer,
and so we both thank you.
Much obliged.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8 by 12 four-bit room. I'm a man of
of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Oh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a
Put on your cowboy hat and your faded blue jeans. Shine up them cowboy boots if it's me you wanna please. I want a lover and a fighter and a wild bull rider to hold me tight.
Put on your cowboy hat and your faded blue jeans. Shine up them cowboy boots if it's me you wanna please. I want a lover and a fighter and a wild bull rider to hold me tight on this honky tonk Saturday. Hold me close, maybe.
Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city. Cleveland. There are a million stories in this town, but I don't talk fast enough to tell you all of them. My name is Cortina. I do voiceovers. I was out looking for work on a cold Thursday afternoon when a call came over the radio. I ignored it. Ever since I blew that audition for Legal Seafood, the world hasn't let me live it down. As I continued to drive, I looked at the drivers in nearby cars. Besides picking their noses, they all had one thing in common. They all had needs and wants. And that's where I come in. I voice commercials to convince them that they need something and to buy it. But some people have trouble with the buying part. And then it happened. The radio, again. Now we're stealing each other's polkas. It's amazing I can sleep at night. I arrived at the studio of the complainant, a Mr. Dave Kirby.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. I don't know what to do. They've taken them. Taken them all! How am I going to do my radio show?
Yes, Mr. Kirby, I'm here to help you. Now, exactly what did they take, and who are they?
My polkas! All of them. I'm polkaless. And Golden Age OTR is only 3 days away. I'll lose my audience. And I know who did it. It was that HKO guy. He stole my carry for president lawn sign. Steve Evanchuk is your guy.
My first thought was to call the Twinkie Mobile. But there was something sincere in his plea. I figured I would check into a few things, starting with Steve Evanchuk. Mr. Evanchuk had quit work early that day. But by paying off the security man, I found out I might find him at a petting zoo on the outskirts of town. Mr. Evanchuk, could you step away from that U? I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And you are?
Name's Cortina. I do voiceovers.
What's this all about?
Mr. Evanchuk, you know a Dave Kirby? He does an old-time radio show, and he says you two know each other.
Yeah, I know him. Plays that old farty stuff. What about it?
Sir, would you say there is any bad blood between the two of you?
Why? Is he whining about his stinking carry posters again? I already told the cops those posters were infested by Japanese beetles. I had to get rid of them, or they would have denuded the entire neighborhood.
Denuded, sir?
Yeah, you know, stripped clean.
Speaking of stripped, Mr. Evanchuk, why are you wearing only a Speedo in this pen of animals?
Well, lanolin stains my clothes.
I see, sir. Anyway, he says he thinks you stole his polkas.
Polkas? Why in the world would I steal them? No one listens to them anyway, except maybe Kaz.
Kaz, sir?
Just a friend.
Do you have any idea who might want to take Mr. Kirby's polkas, sir?
Go see the one they call Bob. He deals in black market polkas. You'll find him living on a houseboat in the lobster tank at Legal Seafood.
Sarcasm doesn't suit you, sir.
You never really shook that Brooklyn thing, did ya?
If I have any more questions, I'll be back. Have a good day, sir. Yes.
Yeah, sure. Here, little Lambie, Lambie, Lambie.
I decided to go see Bob, the black marketeer. Are you Bob?
Who's asking?
Name's Cortina. I do voiceovers.
You ever play an accordion, Mr. Cortina?
Can't say that I have, sir. Why do you ask?
Then you are missing something in your life. Your inner chi is not complete until you have experienced the way of the polka.
Have you been using paint thinner in an unventilated room, sir?
The zen of polka makes me immune to your sad attempts at mockery, Mr. Cortina.
Yes, sir. Do you know anything about some polkas that were stolen earlier today, Bob?
No, but I did hear them cry. They are my children.
Yes, sir.
They belong to us all. No one really owns them, except for the one they call Mad.
Mad, sir?
Yes, Mad is a collector and aficionado of all things old, a good friend of Kaz's, which is not to say...
Well, if any of the polkas talk to you again and happen to mention where they are, you will call me, won't you?
As you wish, Mr. Cartina. By the way, how do you do voiceovers with that Brooklyn accent?
Good day, sir. Another one. I decided to check out this mad character. I tracked him down to a bowling alley in Erie, Pennsylvania. Are you mad?
No. Why are you?
I mean, is that your name?
Some people call me that. Some call me Maestro. In fact, in some places, I'm known as Tater Salad.
Yes, sir. My name's Cortina. I do voiceovers.
With that accent?
Sir, I understand you have an affection for old things.
Why, yes, I do. In fact, I just picked this here up on eBay. It's an original stone turntable that Big Steve Cole used to play his first records on.
Oh, that's very nice, sir. But tell me, have you picked up any polkas lately?
Nope. Not my style. Even I don't collect stuff that old.
Do you have any idea who might want to collect stuff that old, sir?
Well, no, not exactly.
Sir?
There's this man that used to be a world expert on really old things. Australian man named Gaynor or something. Had the world by a string. And one day while surfing, a great white shark bit off his iPod. Well, he crawled into a jar of Vegemite and he'd never been the same since.
Gaynor, you say?
Yeah, something like that. I think he lives in the fourth dryer at the downtown Cleveland laundromat. Bring crackers and a can of Foster's and he'll spill his guts for you.
Thank you, sir. You've been a big help.
I bet all he gets is Nathan spots with that accent. Maybe some internet radio.
I found the one they call Gaynor right where Mad had said. He was a sorry sight. It never ceases to amaze me what Vegemite can do to a man.
Can you help an all sought out in a pinch, mate?
Mr. Gaynor, I presume?
Hold on, who are you and what's it to you?
My name's Cortina. I do voiceovers.
For what? Chef Boyardee?
Please, Mr. Gaynor, I'm trying to help a desperate man.
Don't talk to me about desperate, Gov. I lost my iPod to a great white.
Perhaps this will make you feel better.
Well, all right, mate. Now you're talking. Foster's and crackers. What's this? Saltines? Didn't they have Ritz?
No, sir. I'm sorry. That's all they had.
Don't you know that Vegemite sits very well on a Ritz? Why didn't you just get some bloody Dunkaroos?
Mr. Gaynor, I will buy you all the Ritz you can eat. Just please help me. You were a respected collector of things old. Now, someone has stolen a man's entire collection of polkas, and I was hoping you might have some information about them.
Polkas, you say?
Yes, sir.
Now, supposing I knew who might have been the brains behind this, and I could help you get them back.
Keep talking, Mr. Gaynor. I think I hear a Foster's truck coming up the street.
You think maybe the police would go easy on the poor bugger who actually took them?
I'm sure the DA would greatly appreciate your cooperation, sir, and would be much happier to get the big guy.
Except, it's not a guy, Governor. It's a Sheila.
Keep talking, sir.
Her name was Sarah or Sally. No, wait. It was Susan.
Susan what?
Kirby, Mr. Cortina. Susan Kirby. She offered me more Vegemite than you could shake a stick at. She said she couldn't stand it anymore. She had to get the bloody pokers out of her house.
Thank you, Mr. Gaynor. I'll have the laundry owner pick up a case of Ritz for you.
Oh, don't do that, sir. He thinks I'm the Maytag repairman.
So we come full circle. After chasing down a day of leads, I come back to the Kirby residence to confront Mr. Kirby's wife.
Mr. Cortina, what have you found? Do you know where my polkas are?
I think so, Mr. Kirby. May I ask, is your wife home?
My wife? Why, yeah, she's out in the back doing some gardening. Why? What does she have to do with this?
Gardening? Hurry, Mr. Kirby. We may be too late.
Too late for what? What's going on?
Mrs. Kirby, put down the shovel and step away from the compost heap.
You don't know what it's like. Polkas, 24 hours a day. Our wedding song was a polka. Our telephone answering machine has polka music on it. He even hums polkas when we make...
Please, Mrs. Kirby, put down the shovel.
Susan, please, do what he says. He does voiceovers.
I just want the polkas to stop.
Okay, Susan. I promise to cut back.
That's not good enough.
Okay. No more polkas.
Good move, sir.
I'm sorry I had your polka stolen, Dave. But you have to understand, everybody has their breaking point.
I'm sorry too, Suze. After all, I still have Al Jolson.
I've got to deliver some Ritz crackers, ma'am.
Don't bring him Dunkaroos.
Yes, ma'am.
The story you have just heard is true. Susan Kirby served 3 days for the shooting of her husband. She still lives in Ohio under an assumed name. Tim Gaynor has defeated his Vegemite addiction and is now counseling teens on substance abuse. Mad John opened up a spanking parlor at Niagara Falls and is doing quite well for himself. Bob has created the Celery Psychic Hotline and has saved the lives of numerous callers, although most of them are vegetables. Steve Evanchuk was last seen at a Burlington coat factory, where he was stroking a turtleneck sweater, crying, "I miss you, lamb chop." Dave Kirby recovered from his wounds and now works as a disc jockey at an AM radio station in eastern Montana.
You have been listening to The Great Polka Caper. The part of the Polka Collector was played by Mad John. Bob Dakota's dad played the polka black marketeer. Tim Gaynor was the Vegemite addict. Steve Evanchuk played the part of the accused neighbor. The victim was played by Dave Kirby. Susan Kirby played the exasperated wife. The police radio dispatcher and epilogue narration was performed by Michael Cortina. Vin Cortina played the voiceover guy with way too much free time, and the redneck trucker. The Great Polka Caper was produced, directed, and written by Vin Cortina. Thank you for listening.
Just a little loving will go a long way,
and you make me happy the rest of my days. Put your arms around me, then I'll be your slave. Cause just a little loving will go a long way. Ever since that time began, love has ruled the world. Even Adam set the pace and started it a whirl. I met you and now I know that you're the one for me. Come on back and you will plainly see that just a little loving will go a long way. And you'll make me happy the rest of my days. Put your arms around me, then I'll be your slave. Cause just a little loving will go a long way. Don't believe you really know how much that I love you. If you did, you'd come on back and make my dreams come true. Your eyes, your lips, your loving kisses seem to linger, yeah. I'll forgive, but please don't you forget that just a little loving will go a long way. And you'll make me happy the rest of my days. Put your arms around me, then I'll be your slave. Oh, just a little loving will go a long way.
Today he traded his big 98 Oldsmobile. He got a heck of a deal on a new Porsche car. He ain't wearing his usual gray business suit. He's got jeans and high boots with an embroidered star. And today he's 40 years old, going on 20. Don't look for the gray in his hair, 'cause he ain't got any. He's got a young thing beside him that just melts in his hand. He's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can. He's got a woman he's loved for a long, long time at home. Ah, but the thrill is all gone when they cut down the lights. They've got a business that they've been a while coming by. Been a long uphill climb, but now the profits are high. But today he's 40 years old, going on 20. And he hears of sword and affairs, and he ain't had any. And the young thing beside him, you know, she understands that he's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can.
Dancing, dancing under the moonlight, happy as a fellow ever wanted to be. When I looked into your pretty blue eyes, that's when it happened to me. Just like
my
lightning shaking me up like a bolt from the blue.
My
lightning, that's when I fell in love with you. What a sweet one, oh what a cute one. My, what a beautiful girl. Oh, when you kiss me, heaven bless me, that's when you set my heart awhirl. Just like
white
lightning, shaking me up like a bolt from the blue.
White
lightning, that's when I fell in love with you. Love me, baby, tell me, this game of guessing's kind of wearing me down. I don't want you for your money, I just like to watch you walk around.
Just like
my lightning, shaking me up like a bolt from the blue.
My
lightning, that's when I fell in love with you.
But my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue and all alone. When their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
Mm-hmm.
blame. Underneath you're still the same. When you learn these things are true, I'll be waiting here for you. As you tumble to the ground, pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. Since I was just a little boy, I've liked to roam the hills, and to hear wild stories about the Indians was my biggest thrill. I'd shout and yell and holler like them. I wore moccasins on my feet, and I'd make believe I was under a teepee every time I went to sleep. My hair was jet black and I was 21, lots of pretty girls around, but the pale-faced maidens didn't thrill me none around my Cochise County hometown. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. One day I went to the reservation, and there by a shallow creek was a beautiful Indian fetching water, and I just had to speak. She smiled at me, then quickly left, but the next day she returned, and it wasn't very long till I told her how.